Hello everyone, we are back for another episode of our podcast with Mohamed
Hello.
and Julien. Today we will answer some of your questions. We ask you to if you had a question about Ligue 1 in general, and there were some interesting ones, so let's talk about this. The first one is about the use of statistics in Ligue 1. And the question is, do we have any insight?
I don't. I mean, I live all the way in Canada, so it'd be really hard to know. I think this would be more of your expertise, if you know anything, really.
Yeah, I think all clubs in Ligue 1 are using statistics. The question is more, how advanced are these statistics? Because I think we will agree, you and me, about this. It's better to don't use it if you want to use it badly. So I prefer to my team not using it at all. That is the question in Ligue 1 when we see team like Lyon buying someone like Beauvue a few seasons ago. They looked at his goal numbers, but I'm not sure they've been past that. We know clubs like Marseille or Paris have access to Opta data in their website. You can see their logos, but beyond that, it's very hard to know who is doing what. I don't think it's any different from other countries.
Yes. Especially in France, the thing that I've always wondered with statistics is that since Liga, most teams don't have much in the way of transfer money, it would be a good idea to exploit any inefficiencies in the transfer market, whether it be loans or even free transfers. I will say, considering some of the transfers that have happened, I don't have the highest hopes that data is being used anywhere close to as well as it should be, especially with like how weird transfers from like Marseille have been over the years. I wouldn't be all that surprised if they basically just get like a sheet of like statistics, throw it away, and then do nothing with it basically.
We had the question about Paris, and I think another good example of that is the signing of Ben Arfa. If you just look at the goals in his last season with Nice, you think, wow, what a great choice to have, especially on a free transfer. And, but if you start to dig deeper in his statistics, there were a lot of red flags. So for a team like Paris, who have a lot of money to lose and can make mistakes, it's not that dangerous. But for other teams, and we know that in France there's not a lot of money going around, you have to be especially sure of the players you're gonna buy.
The one team I always wondered about if like what they do with statistics is Saint-Étienne, because like they're one of the clubs that don't have a lot of money, and if they had used data well over the years, I feel like they would have been stocked with pretty decent prospects that they could sell for, you know, bigger money. But then you just kind of look at their like squad right now, and it's just really, really average. And one of the examples was Tenane from, or however you pronounce his name, from the Eredivisie. And I thought that was, you know, in the moment, I thought that was a nice little gamble, the type of thing that Saint-Étienne should do more often. And it just hasn't worked out. So I don't know. I feel like out of all the clubs that should be using data, I feel Saint-Étienne should, I guess, be the one club to do it to a higher extent.
At the start of his Saint-Étienne career, it was not that bad, but Tanan is having more difficult moments this season. I also thought it was a nice idea, but we know that even if you a player is the player to get at the time, even if you check all the videos, all the statistics, you still can have a wrong choice for sometimes just a question of luck. So I
Yeah.
still think it was a good idea at the time. Mainly we see team in France buying player also in France or in Ligue 2. Team like Nice had very successful transfer windows, like Angers doing so. But I don't know if they use statistics of if they just send a scout to watch the players.
Yeah, I think the moral of the story is we basically know nothing. I wish we knew more, but we know nothing. We're not Ted Knudsen or anything like
So if we know nothing, let's go
that.
to the next
No,
question.
I mean, you're a smart guy. I'm not saying anything. I mean, we just don't know what's going on inside clubs. I wish I knew what was going on, but.
No, we know that I think they're using it, but to which extent, that we don't know. Let's talk about PSG. What's wrong with them? I'm inclined to say not a lot is going wrong because they're only 3 points behind Nice right now, and I'm not very worried for the title. But what do you have to say about them?
I don't think there's anything fundamentally wrong with PSG. I guess like in terms of like what they're producing on the field. I mean, the two clubs ahead of them are overperforming to really, really, really high extents. And, you know, assuming some of that normalizes, I think PSG will be fine. I think the thing with PSG that's probably more interesting is just like how they deal with transfers and how they are really, I think their reputation for being in a league which they always dominate makes it harder for them to, you know, add the type of talent that they need to kind of go up a level. I guess, like, for example, they just got Julian Draxler, and it was this 4 month or so, like, prolonged dance to the point where they just looked at each other, like, all right, we might as well just get this freaking thing over with. And I don't know, I feel like that's a symbol for, like, what's the problem with PSG's like transfers more so than anything, because like on the field they're fine, like all their numbers are suggesting that they're pretty clearly the best team in the league, but I think you can see like some of the transfers they've done over the summer, specifically in their attack with Yessi and Ben Arfa. It's just, it kind of symbolizes, I guess, more than anything, the problems that they have in recruiting big name talent.
Agreed. I agree that it's more off the pitch. They were doing well the last few transfer windows, I think. Last season with Kurzawa and Di Maria. But last season, it was very weird seeing players like Ressa Benafa that are far from safe bait. In the state Paris are, they need to buy players to win now. They don't have the luxury to try some things or to just bet on players. They need to buy now. And obviously Ibrahimovic is gone, and they had to adapt to that. And Cavani has been great, but he's not that young, so another reason to try to win now. Maybe Cavani is an interesting one if you try to find on the pitch problem, not with Cavani but more with the absence of second option behind him. I looked at the over reliance on one players for a team in Liga, and I saw that Cavani was the third team who relied the more on one players behind Nice with Plea and Marseille with Gomis. Maybe something they have to find a solution in this transfer windows because Draxler obviously rectifies the problem with Ressa and Ben Arfa, and they needed him. I think it was a good opportunity for them, but they still need someone behind Cavani.
So you said about how like PSG have to win now, and kind of the signings that they did didn't really symbolize it. I will say, like, the idea of betting on prospects, I guess I'm not sure if you'd consider Yessi a prospect, even though he came from Real Madrid, but I understand what they tried with Yessi. It was kind of a buy low and
Low.
hopefully. Well, how much was he? I forgot.
I think it was in the region of 20 million or something like that.
To be fair, that's pretty low for PSG. Still, I mean, I thought it was, I thought he was cheaper actually. Okay, I take that back a little bit. But the idea of like buying prospects, I understand why, because you want to solidify the next era of PSG after Di Maria, Cavani, Thiago Silva, stuff like that. But I just don't think they do a good job of, I guess, identifying prospects all that well. I don't know how I could say that, but like I think the idea of trying to get a prospect like ESA was fine. I just think they executed it wrongly, mainly the fact that it shouldn't have been Yessi, it should have been somebody else.
I'd say players like Lo Celso, or I don't know, a kid from Brazil is a prospect, but I'm not sure I will place Jesse or Ben Arfa in this label.
Ben Arfa was basically, I mean, he's like 28, 29 years old. He was basically you buy now and hope that he can give you one or two really good years. I mean, again, the problem, the idea of buying someone of Ben Arfa's age is fine. It's just that it shouldn't have been Ben Arfa. It should have been somebody else.
Yeah, but if you buy someone who is 29 or something like that, you need to buy someone you're sure will perform now.
Oh, I agree. I mean, I would have not done it if I were them. Yeah, I mean, I agree. I would have not done it personally, but I get the idea of buying like someone who's like 23 and you hope you get 5 or 7 really, really, really great years in addition to a guy who's like 28, 29 and you get one or two just spectacular years. So like you kind of, you know, whatever that cake expression is for like buying your cake and eating it too. But I don't know. I just think the symbolism of what PSG did was fine. I just think they executed it incredibly wrong.
Yeah, the players they sold, like David Luiz and Digne, they did it for a good price. They had that part covered. I still think Krikoviak will be a good, okay addition. Because he's very different from the players they have at the club. Emery know him well, but yeah, when you have already a thin squad on the wing, you don't have to. You can't make errors like that. And they seem to even loan the young players they have at this club. So I hope for them they will recruit one more player, one more offensive player.
Yeah. All right, so you want to move on to the next question?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. The next question is basically how good do we think Malang Sarr and Albin Lafont will be when they get older? I mean, center backs are just so difficult to judge. So I can't really give you an answer. Although I will say this, if Sar's like 18, 17 years old, right? Something like
Yes.
that. Yeah, I will say if you're surviving in a top flight league at that age, I feel like that has to be an indicator that you will be like pretty decent going forward. I mean, I can't say if he's like going to be Thiago Silva or something like that where you're just a world-class center back, but it's kind of like the whole like Marcus Rashford thing where if you can survive at such a young age and not look like a headless chicken, I feel like it has to mean something good going forward for you.
Yeah, I agreed. When you have 17, you are 17, and you're playing that much minutes with a team like Nice, who is top of the league right now. But even without that, one of the good teams, it's obviously it means something. What is nice about him too is that he is very technically capable. For a central defender, he is a modern one, and with the trainer and his players like Dante around him, I think he is in the right spot to really improve himself.
And for LaFont, I guess it's pretty much another similar problem. Although I will say, I feel like in like the statistical community, we might be better at judging goalies more so than center backs. Not all that well for goalies, mind you, but I feel like we'd be a little bit better off. And I think the same thing also arises with LaFont. Like I think he's a little bit older. I think he's like 19 or so, or is he still 18?
When he started at 16, I think.
Wait, how old is he?
Let me.
Yeah, he's 7. Oh crap, he's gonna be 18 in about a
Yes.
week. Okay, yeah, I mean the same thing is with him. I mean the fact that he's been, pretty solid for them since he became their starting goalkeeper last year, and I just think it has to mean something that you're doing pretty well at that level at such a young age.
I don't know. And I looked at his number. What I found is of the other goalkeeper who faced more than 100 shots in the last 4 seasons, only 3 players are behind him when you compare expected to actual goals. And obviously, he's been a bit better than his predecessor. Who are the last and the second last in the list I'm talking about? So Amada and Boucher, but I think Lafond is your typical young players. If you see him play, you think, oh, he's young and he's playing, so obviously he's good. Sometimes we have some players in France who start very young. And we are excited very quickly, and a few seasons after this, they have disappeared. So we'll see. The interesting thing with him is that he seems to improve. Obviously, the experience he's gotten since he start with Toulouse is gonna make him a better player. But maybe it's a bit too soon to say if he will become a great players or no.
Okay, fair enough. I guess we can move on to the next question. We had about three or so Marseille questions, and
Who better than you to rumble about Marseille?
I guess the whole idea of like the Dimitri Payet rumors are that he's sick and tired of being on West Ham and he wants to get the hell out of there, and Marseille are the one team that's being heavily linked with a return to him. And I think Sky Sports said that West Ham rejected about a 30 million euro offer for him
That's crazy.
recently, so yeah. And I don't know, like I'm just so conf maybe not conflicted, but I love Dimitri Payet. I think he's probably my favorite player that I've watched. I've only been watching football for about 4 or 5 years or so, and he's probably been my favorite ever since. I just don't think it makes much sense to buy him at that amount of money because, for one, he's 29. He's going to be 30 pretty soon. And there's just no resale value on him. And it just the aging curve for players of his type of like caliber are not that great. I mean, the best case scenario is Dimitri Payet is kind of like Zlatan, where he gets to age 35, 36, and he's still really, really good. And that's really, you're really, 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 that's a big gamble if you want to try it that way. And I don't know. I just don't think it's smart for a club like Marseille, even if it's true that they could use someone like him. I just don't think it's smart use of resources to buy a guy who won't have much resale value unless China are still the same 3, 4 years from now and they'll buy, age stars. So I guess to make it blunt, I would not buy Payet if I were Marseille. As much as it kills me to say, I would not do it.
Yeah, I'm inclined to say the same. As a general rule, don't buy a 29 player for more than 15, 20 million. So, if he was obviously he is a good player and he had a very, very good season under Bielsa, but I don't think he is the player that will change your club, and that you can use that much money on him and be sure to get your money back with his performances. And even more, I'm not sure is the position Marseille need to buy a player for in the first. There are rumors about Sanson, and I think it will be a very more intelligent choice for them.
Yeah, and like I know he tore his like ACL, I think it was last year or something like that, but like he's much younger. I believe he's like what, 23 or something. Yeah, I mean he's pretty good, and you would much rather allocate your resources there where he pro I has there been like a listed price for Sanson? I would guess it's at least probably like half of what it would cost for Payet, maybe even less than half.
I don't see him going to for more than 10 million, so
Yeah, so.
around 10 million, probably. For players who is very, very good, will not have the same salary than Payet, obviously. And you can keep for a lot of years. So, and even without that, Marseille needs another player in midfield. With Rudy Garcia preferred the formation of a 4-3-3. You have the revelation of Maxime Lopez.
Yeah,
With
he looks like a keeper.
yeah, and with Vanker, who is a solid player, and a signing like Sanson, you'd have a nice midfield.
I don't know, like if Dimitri Payet was 26 and this would be happening, I'd be just ecstatic. I would love to have him back. I just don't think it's smart to spend probably 30 million or close to 30 million pounds on a 29-year-old who doesn't have resale value, who has a game that could age not all that well. And as good as he is, I just don't think it's smart money. But I don't know, I'm almost resigned to it happening, and I don't know. I just don't think it's a good idea. And it kills me to say, 'cause like I love Dimitri Payet. That season he had with Marseille was brilliant, and there was this narrative that he only became good once he got to West Ham, and that was complete bullshit, but I just don't think it's smart to do it. But anyways.
Yeah, it's very difficult to find good opportunities in the winter transfer window, so.
Yeah. The thing that it kind of makes me mad now is just that we had him and we had to let him go for such cheap money because we couldn't get into the Champions League that year. We blew a big opportunity in 2014-15 and we had to sell him for peanuts, where keeping him then would have been fine because you could have sold him like now at age 29, 30 and you could have gotten pretty decent money from somebody, at least from China. But yeah. It's just I just don't think it's a good idea. Anyways, there's other questions about Marseille, including how they've been doing this year, which they've been okay. It was a rough start, but under Rudy Garcia, they've been a slightly above average team, and Maxime Lopez and Florian Thauvin have been good this year. And coming into the season, I thought that finishing in the top 10 would be a good season, considering we had Frank Passy as our manager, and God bless him. He seems like a loyal guy to the club, but he just did not like seem like a proper type of manager whatsoever. And now we have one in Rudy Garcia, and you can see that the results like have been better, not amazingly better, but better. And there's a chance they could finish in the top five, which I would have taken handsomely at the beginning of the season. So I don't know. Like, I think they've been all right, better since Rudy Garcia's come into the club, and I still think finishing in the top 10 would be a good season, but if they could finish top 5 even, or even top 6, I think that's a good season for them.
The main difference with Rudy Garcia is they have been better defensively. It's a main difference. Not a lot of more opportunities in attack, but you don't have that much talent outside of the players who were already playing. What is fun about Marseille current front three and maybe Payet in the same mold? It's three players, three brief Premier League players with Gomis, Thauvin, and Ngie.
Well, I mean, at least if Payet came in, we'd have the one Premier League player who was successful. Those three weren't. I don't know. I mean, it's been fine. I'm not like incredibly excited. I'm just more like happily surprised about like how better Marseille have been under Rudy Garcia. Because I mean, there's still a lot of holes that need to be fixed, and you can only do so much with what he's been given with.
Yeah, and the defense is maybe the area where you need the more changes, but you see that Rudy Garcia helped a lot with it, so maybe you just need maybe one midfielder and a left back, and you can change more players in the summer, because it's not a good use of your money to use all your cash right now and for players who will be available for less in the summer.
And I guess the other question would be if are Marseille going to spend big money this window or in the summer? And I just don't see West Ham like selling Payet in the winter. I mean, maybe they would. Maybe Payet just goes on strike at this point and just makes them sell him to Marseille. But if that doesn't happen, I do think Marseille will spend pretty decent money over the summer, regardless of what happens with Payet. So yeah, that was a long Marseille talk. We don't have to talk about them for a while. We can move on to like the next question, I
Yeah,
guess.
we'll see. We'll have to talk more about them after the summer when Rudy Garcia will have the opportunity to buy the player he need for his project. So let's talk about another team, yeah.
I guess the next question would be like, how are Monaco playing? Even though we can both realize that they're playing unsustainably well, I guess the question is like, how does their attack look like? And I have to be honest, I haven't watched a lot of Monaco this year, so I'm gonna leave it up to you for this one. I have just been more, I guess, surprised by just how goddamn many goals they're getting.
Yes, there is no question that their attack is clearly unsustainable, and I think we'll see it calm down during the rest of the league. About that, the look of their attack. It's at the start of the season. They tried. A lot of players, and every one of them seemed to do well, but they have no four players that are more often playing. So you have Silva, Bernardo Silva, and Lemar on the wings. Lemar, two young players. Lemar who started to be called with the national team. It's not your typical wingers, and they're more like number 10 that you put on the wings. So they often come back inside and with their a lot of the play on the wing for Monaco coming from their fullback. It's been a trend all season with players like Mendy that you know well, and
Yeah.
CDB really getting a lot of attention because the way Monaco is playing, Lemar and Silva attract other players, and they have a lot of space. So they have been an important part of their attacking play. And up front, you have two players with Falcao, who seems to be getting back to this level. I'm not sure it will.
Well, kind
Yeah,
of.
I'm not sure it will continue, but. Even without his goals, he's interesting because he can keep the ball high up the pitch quite well. So it's nice to see him play with Germain, who is a much more mobile player, and I always like him. His movements are quite fantastic. So it's a nice pair of striker. So yeah, Monaco can be sometimes overwhelmed in midfield because of all the players going in attack, and Lyon, for example, use this. So I think their defensive record will change also. But they still have a very good front four. Some young players too, with Lemar and Bernardo Silva.
Don't forget Lawton as well.
Yeah, I w
Although, I mean, he's played like 300 or so minutes, but I mean, he's just been amazing in those minutes. It's just been ridiculous to see like how many goals he can contribute in like 300 sub minutes.
Yeah, this player will do a lot of damage in the few season next few season. You know that if Monaco haven't scored yet against you, they can put him on the pitch, and even more when your defenders are exhausted, you see him coming and.
I'm looking forward to Karim Rakik slipping when he plays against him today somehow.
Yeah, he is in the
Yeah.
future.
It's just.
We will probably see him playing for the national team, and with him and Dembélé, not there is not a lot of young, better young players, better dribblers than them. I'm not sure.
Okay, we can move on to the next question, which is which three players are most destined for big money moves? It's a weird thing because I think I told this to James York, I think it was maybe a week or two ago. I feel like we've been in terms of like Ligue 1 players, we've been really spoiled these last couple of years in terms of like just the pipeline of really ridiculous talented players coming through Ligue 1 and Ligue 2 and stuff like that. So, like in comparison to previous summers, I'm not sure. I mean, I guess Lacazette would be the one, obviously, but I don't know if the guy who asked this question meant like in terms of like young players or just players in general, but I obviously Lacazette will be one.
Yes, because Lyon have been reporting a big transfer. They've been Umtiti, of course, but one of Lacazette, Tolisso, or Fekir will move for big money move
I was gonna
recent.
say, I mean, basically almost all the big talented young, well, not young, because it's like 25 or so, but like all the young to prime age talented players are coming from like Lyon and stuff like that. Because like Tolisso nearly went to Napoli over the summer. Fekir, I'm still convinced if he never tore his ACL, he would be a borderline superstar right now. I just love the guy, but at least two of those three I think will be sold for like huge money over the summer, or maybe just one in Lacazette.
Yeah, because now their figure, it's obviously with his injury, it's not the case, but players like Tolisso and Lacazette have a lot of Ligue 1 matches now. So when you're buying them, you know what you will get. So those kind of confirmed players, you will obviously pay more for them. Apart from that, I think we can go back to Monaco. Obviously, Fabinho was not far from a big movement transfer to Manchester United last summer. So maybe it will happen.
Bakayoko now is the next guy from Monaco is being linked to a Premier League
Yeah.
club, which
Him
is kind of
too,
funny.
or Lemar, Silva, Mbappé, all can go to one of the big clubs.
Another player I always thought of, I don't think he'll go for big money, but he's been really good this year is Alisson Plea. And I wrote about him last year and I thought that I was kind of concerned of how he would do without Ben Arfa and Germain around him, and he's been even better, which is crazy to think. And he's like prime age, so you if it was a Premier League club or a German club, Spanish club, whatever, you can get him. And realistically, if he's good, you'll get 4 or 5 really really good years out of him. So he might be another candidate for a decent money
Agreed.
move, especially if Nice make the Champions League, which honestly at this point they seem like they've built a good enough lead that it could be the
We'll
case.
see. But I agree. I wrote his name too. I don't know if his name is as talked about in the other leagues as Lacazette, over striker.
No, he's not. I mean,
It
we.
seems like nobody is talking about him, but it's probably the player I will try to buy in France, because I think you can have him for a lot less than players like Lacazette or Mbappé or players like that. So probably the player I will try to buy with Sanson, for example. Not maybe not the a big. Big money transfer, but it will be a smart one for English club, for example.
Yeah, I mean, realistically, he might go for. Let's assume Nice make the Champions League and they get the Champions League money. Maybe we're talking £15 million, maybe, because we don't even know like what his contract situation is as well.
No, I don't
So
know.
like maybe he's like out of contract in like a year or two, so that could even make it even cheaper to get him. So, I think like. We've already named Lacazette, Tolisso. I play it would be more of a cheap bargain buy. I think Thomas Lemar would. I think he's another type of player who can go for maybe not quite as Lacazette money, or even the 35 million or so Napoli tried to get for Tolisso. But I think he could leave over the summer because he's really good, and he's been pretty good for about 2 or so years.
Yeah, he was one of the players I wanted when he was in Caen for Lyon. So nice to see him do play well with Monaco too.
Can you think of like any other type of players? Because like the thing is that if Bordeaux were good, I feel like they would have a couple candidates like Adam Unas, who has just not been good at all this year. Someone like even
Malcolm,
Malcolm
yeah,
could,
maybe.
yeah, he could have been like a nice, prospect if again Bordeaux were good.
But Bordeaux doesn't know how to sell too. If you want a big money move, you need to know how to sell. Players like team
That's
like
true.
Monaco or Lyon can keep the players until a big offer comes. So
You remember like a couple years ago when Diego Roland scored like 15 or so goals? That would have been the perfect summer to sell him to a Premier League club, and they never did it.
Apparently
And
they
now
tried
he's.
and some supporters
Really?
wanted to, but
Yeah, I mean.
no, it happened. It doesn't happen.
So like they couldn't like get somebody to buy on him, or was it just that they didn't want to sell him?
Maybe the right offer didn't came.
Yeah, I don't know. I this is not really related. I still can't believe Bordeaux aren't at least. And the thing is, I can't believe Bordeaux aren't good in attack more than anything. Like I could stomach them being a team that weren't good defensively, because that would have been like we could have like guessed that over the season. But I just thought with Camino, Menez, Unes, Malcolm, like they could have just become like an above average attacking team, and I don't know.
Yeah,
But
maybe they need a true striker.
I guess so, maybe. I don't know. Any honestly, at this point with them, you can come up with any theory. I might believe it at this point, because they should be at least better in attack than they are right now. But anyways, I mean, we came up with a few players like Tolisso, Lacazette, Lamar, Playa, Morgan Sanson are more cheaper buys. But yeah, I mean, maybe in comparison to previous summers, there may not be like as many, transfer action in France. But I still think those three or so players would probably leave
Yeah, probably.
over the summer. Yeah. Okay, you want to move on to the next? Actually, there's another question about Monaco that we could talk about, really. It's more of an existential type of question in terms of like keeping their core versus just doing what they've done over previous summers, which is just sell at ridiculously high prices. What do you think they'll do?
We saw a clear shift of their choice since the transfer of Falcao and James Rodriguez. The goals now seems to sell at a good price and to buy all the young players of a French club. Looks like a football manager saves that time. They have a lot of players in loans, players like Saint-Maximin or Aït Bennacer in Nancy. So yeah, I think they have the finances to necessary to wait for the good offer for the players they have at the club, so they will maybe not sell everyone each season, but if you come with
Yeah.
a price they feel is higher than their evaluation of a player, as they will probably buy and find another youngster to replace him. And the thing with Monaco also is they have some good youngster coming through the ranks too. Mbappe for an example, but we have Touré also.
Yeah, so I guess the question would be, do you think they'll just sell, like, I guess, for example, Lamar, Bernardo Silva, and I know Bakayoko's pretty young, but I guess if they get a ridiculous offer for him, they might sell him as well. So do you think they would sell him? Because they're both, at this point, they're younger than 23 years old, and there's a legitimate argument that you should keep them unless something stupid comes your way. But I feel like Monaco will sell them if the price is right. Like I don't think they're like untouchable.
Yes, if you club come with 30, 35, 40 million for Lemar, or same for Fabinho, they will go.
Yeah, because I mean, like a couple summers ago, kind of to some extent, it kind of happened with Abde Nor and Martial going for high prices, or in case of Martial, really, really high prices. So yeah, Monaco are not averse to, selling players if the price is
It
right.
was quite crazy money for Martial, though.
Yeah.
They will probably get 10 more millions soon. He only need like 2 or 3 goals, and they will get it. So they're still milking that transfer.
Pretty much, yeah. God, that really was a great transfer by them. I still think Anthony Martial could become a really, really, really fantastic player, but I think that's at it could be the type of thing where like we look back on it and Monaco just fleeced Monaco. Oh, I forgot. Kondogbia as well went to Inter for big money as well, and Kurzawa. Jeez, I completely forgot like how many players left at the 2015 summer. Martial, Kondogbia, Kurzawa, Abdennour, Carrasco,
Oh, Casco, yes.
and yeah, I mean Carrasco, I think has been like he's been pretty damn good at Atletico. Kurzawa, whenever he can play, seems like he's still pretty damn talented. Kondogbia has had a hard time at Inter, and I actually kind of feel a little bit sympathy for him because he hasn't really been in the greatest like. He hasn't had the greatest opportunity to succeed with the players around him, and Martial
What
was just.
happened to Ocampos?
I just don't think he's good. I really don't. I don't know. I don't think anyone wants to deal with him. It's just weird. Yeah. Oh yeah. He is in Genoa. He's gone. I know he. We told him to get the fuck out of here, basically, from Marseille. But I don't know. I think it might be Genoa. Let me check
Yay,
this
he
out.
is at Genoa.
Oh my God, really? Wow.
I know.
God, he's still only 22 years old. Wow. Jeez. Yeah, so I guess the point is I think Monaco will sell if the price is right for the players.
I just have to say this because, of course, we've been talking about all the striker who could go for big money. Lacazette, Plea, Martial. We just talked about Martial, who had a big transfer
Yeah.
last season, and just your reminder that they all came from Lyon, and.
Yeah, you guys do well within your academy. I can't hate. I wish our academy was just as
The 10
good.
millions, it's not only for Monaco. I think Lyon will get a
Oh
part of
yeah,
it.
right. I thought you already got that money though. I thought you already got the cash from Monaco, or is that
Yeah,
still going
because
on?
there was a lot of option in his transfer. So
Yeah.
if he score more goals, or if he is in the maybe in the podium of Ballon d'Or, there were some.
I don't think that's gonna. Well, maybe it happens. I don't know. I mean, the guy's like freaking what, 20 years old, 19 years old. The guy's still stupidly young, and maybe that happens. I don't know. Fucking maybe hell freezes over at this point, but
We'll see.
yeah. No, I mean you're really lucky that you can develop these type of players. I mean, Playa came from fucking your place as well. I mean, you let him go at some point, but. Yeah, you guys do really well when it comes to attacking players coming through your academy.
Talking about academy, we had a question about young development in France. If it was about a coaching opportunity due to poor club or other reason, I think to answer that, it's mainly about money.
Yeah, I mean, Liga and teams, if you can, they just don't, yeah, like you said, they just don't have a lot of money, so in theory, they really should be a popular destination for loans if you can get the Premier League club, I guess, to like fork over most of the money and they don't have to pay much. So I think, for example, isn't, I don't know, Jordan Veretout, he's not really a young player, but like that, he went to Saint-Étienne and I think Villa, that was a loan, right? Am I mixing that up, or did they just? Yeah, so I mean, he doesn't count in this type of question, but yeah, I mean, Ligue 1 teams, if you fork over most of the loan money and you pay most of the wages, they'll take your players because they'll give them an opportunity to actually succeed in a league that's more similar to the Premier League, not quite, and really, to be honest, with all the influx of top flight managers and their pressing ideologies, it's probably getting a bit further away in terms of what the Premier League looks like versus Liga. But yeah, I think the Liga should be a good destination for Premier League players. And I'd also argue it, for coaching as well, it should be a destination, not just Liga, but even Ligue 2 as well. So.
Yeah, and Ligue 1 are one of the league of the big leagues who use the more young players than others. Also because they're producing them. At the moment, we see that France have a very, very good young players, and in the next in the years to come, I think the national team is ready to accept a lot of them. In defense, with players like Umtiti, Laporte, even Malang Sarr recently, or Gagnon in Rennes.
Diop for
Diop,
Toulouse as well.
Zuma, who is coming back from from injury. In attack, you have players like Mbappé, Dembélé, Coman.
Yeah, however he pronounces his name.
Even if they always been young players in France, it seemed like recently they had a good
Yeah, this might be like a golden age in terms of like young players coming through Ligue 1 and just young French talent overall. And like over these past few years, there's been really, really, really exciting type of players. And I think Ousmane Dembélé, like you said, is like the poster boy for young attacking talent coming out of France.
You have Martial too.
Martial, I mean, I still think the world of him. Fekir, I mean, maybe less so for him, but like Tolisso, Cornet, just there's really, really young attacking talent coming through the
There's
systems in
not a lot
France.
of nations that have that much young players. I don't even know if I think about one. Spain have some good young players, but I don't know. It seems like
No, Germany,
Germany, yes.
not kind of. Spain, not England for sure. It's not even a rip on England, but just like it's more like the credit of like how insane France are. Brazil, no. Origin, yeah, I think it might just be France who are just pumping out the greatest amount of young talent currently.
So exciting time to comes.
Yeah, and I mean like if you come to Liga, you will get playing time because it's unlike the Premier League where you can spend a crap ton of money and a lot of players. If you're young and you really care about your career, you should come to France. I mean, it's not going to be any guarantee that you'll do well, but you at least get the chance that you won't get in England. Or you can also go to Germany as well. I mean, Germany also do pretty well in terms of like giving time to talent as well. Like Oliver Berg came from like Nottingham Forest and was like, I want to get an actual footballing education. He went to Leipzig and he's done all right. So I think similar things could happen in Liga if lone players decided that at some point they just have to carve a niche that wasn't in the Premier League because it's just getting harder and harder with the amount of money coming through in the television deals in the Premier League. Yeah. So I think that's actually it. We've gone through all the questions, surprisingly. I thought we'd be stuck here for another 15, 20 minutes, but no, thank you very much to everyone who sent in the questions. We'll hopefully do this, a few months from now or something like that. And
Yeah, some very
yeah.
interesting question. We had the opportunities to talk about interesting subject and subject we know about like Marseille.
Yeah. Liga and teams selling players
Yeah,
and
the
stuff like that.
specificities of Ligue 1 football.
Well, anyways, thank you very much to everyone who sent in the questions, and we'll hopefully do a podcast in the not so distant future.
Yeah, you know that we are at the half of a season, and there will be interesting trends to analyze. So, see you next time. Bye.
Bye bye.